Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Barren Land, Barren Hearts, Barren Times.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing the commandments and ordinances of the law blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was both barren and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people were praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How should I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time what he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. Barren. Barren lands, barren cupboards, barren women without children. To be without was a source of disgrace before all. Today we often hear young marrieds ask, "When are you going to have children?" Imagine the pain inside from those remarks of women in the village, which surely Elizabeth heard and felt as a rebuke. And yet we heard that she and Zechariah were righteous and without blame. Both readings today were about barren women. In one, the woman hears the angel, in the other, a man, a priest of the law. Who believes? Who knows a prayer is heard? Today, parts of Australia and California and other states are barren from the result of fires caused by climate change. Lands that will grow no food in some areas of Africa. Inhabitants hurting and hungry, without homes, without peace. Families are mourning the death of loved ones, jobs, and security from COVID. COVID patients are alone, and healthcare workers are stretched. Women often bear the brunt of it. For the first time, many are on food lines or about to lose their shelter. What inside of you is barren and empty? What does the story of birth of Samson and John the Baptist have to say to us in these difficult times? They remind us that in this Advent season, there is cause for hope. God has not abandoned us. We don't have to have titles, but only listen to those whom God sends us, and the world can change. Heroes today are ordinary people who use their gifts and lives to help others and so reveal the love of God. Can you pray with expectation that God is with us? As we wait behind our masks, can we trust what we cannot yet see? Today, can we believe that God has done and will do great things for us, and will do so for others, as we use our hands and hearts to announce as Gabriel, good news.